Friends, so far in last chapters of venture capital and crowdfunding subject, we have seen about and discussed about the whole gamut of the venture capital. Now we are switching from this chapter onward to the crowdfunding. But before proceeding to the crowdfunding, there is one element which is called as a crowdsourcing. So that element is also important as far as venture capital and the crowdfunding. So in this chapter, we are trying to understand what is the crowdsourcing. You know, whenever you are in difficulty or you have any problems, you are taking advices of others, maybe from your family, from your friends, from your college or from your teachers and whoever it may, you like it. So you are taking the advices and put together all the advices and then you prepare yourself that what is the right answer or a right way that you should proceed. So it is not only to one person you are contacting, but you are contacting the multiple persons or many persons to solve your problem. So to resolve any problem or any type of activities that you are undertaking so as to avoid the controversy in future, and if you think that you should be on the right path, then in that case you are taking the advices of the many people, and when more than one or two or three people are there, you are calling it as a crowd. So you are getting the information from you will be sourced with the information. So the activity of getting the information from the crowd is nothing but it is a crowdsourcing. This is the simple definition. But scientifically, what is coming under this crowdsourcing? And what has got any historical background? Any work related to this was happened or not? So all these activities which was happened in the past and how it will be helpful for the current as well as the future development of the economic world, that is required to be seen from this perspective. That is why this particular chapter is introduced between the venture capital and crowdfunding, which is called as crowdsourcing. Let us start discussion on this crowdsourcing. For your better understanding, I have divided this topic into understanding first the definition, then going for the theoretical perspectives of the crowdsourcing. Then some of the examples where the crowdsourcing was applied or crowdsourcing was used. Those examples also with some good examples I will be quoting. Then current method, what is the current method for the crowdsourcing, that is also we are elaborately seeing. And overall, all these successful examples of the crowdsourcing, in which sectors the crowdsourcing is most important, that is also given here. Then as well as the crowdsourcers means those who are sourcing the information, what is its role, how they will deploy this information received in the right perspective. And lastly, we will see the controversies in respect of getting the advices from the people. So this is a short about the crowdsourcing activities. Now let us understand what the crowdsourcing means from the scientific or economic perspective. Crowdsourcing is a type of a participative online activity, participating online activity in which an individual, an institution, or a non-profit organizations or a company proposes to group of the individuals of the varying knowledge, different walk of life, then heterogeneity, number, and via a flexible open call, the voluntary undertaking of the task. The task is given to the different kind of people wherever they may be, and this task, seeking the advices on this task or their choice or their voice on this particular task is called for. Undertaking the task for the variable complexity and modularity, and in which the crowd should be participating, bringing their work, if they have already worked on that, money, knowledge and also experience, and always entails the mutual benefits. The user will receive the satisfaction of the given type of need, be it a economic, social recognition, self-esteem, or maybe development of certain advantages that which the user has brought to the venture, whose form will depend upon the type of activity that is proposed to be undertaken by him. With this understanding, let us understand the definition, scientific definition of crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is the process of obtaining the needed services, required services, ideas, or the content by soliciting the contribution from the large group of the people, and the especially from online community, because nowadays digitalization, after digitalization, the online activity is given importance. So it is on online community rather than from the traditional employee or supplies. You know, calling the people, then discussing, putting before them the problem, seeking the advices or contribution from them, it appears to be a little bit tedious. But if you put it out on online, then there are many people who may respond to it, and they will not hesitate to respond it because they have worked on that. So this is the process of obtaining the needed services, ideas or information or content by soliciting the contribution from the large group of the people, and especially from the online community rather than from the traditional employee or suppliers. The process of crowdsourcing is often used to subdivide the tedious work and has occurred successfully offline. Any tedious work is there, and if you give it to group, divide into group, and if the group contributes, then it becomes easy. That is what they mean to say. It combines the efforts of numerous self-identified volunteers or part-time workers, where each contributor of their own initiative adds a small portion of the greater for the greater result. The term crowdsourcing is proto-antio of the crowd, and it's outsourcing. It is coming under outsourcing. So giving the subject and seeking the ideas on the subject is outsourced. They are not employee, they are not engaged with the company, or they are not engaged with you. But to finalize the ideas, the information, if it is provided by the large group of the people, then idea will be successful. That is the theme behind the crowdsourcing. It is distinguished from the outsourcing in that the work comes from the unidentified public rather than being commissioned from the specific named group. Whenever it is online, though, anybody can contribute. So unidentified people, they can also contribute to it. Despite the multiple definitions of the crowdsourcing, one constant has been the broadcasting of the problems to the public and open call for the contribution to solving the problem. The members of the public submit the solutions, which are then owned by the entity which has broadcasted the problem. In some cases, the contributors of the solution is compensated monetarily with the prizes or with the recognition. This is also one kind of reward that they can be given to those who are contributing. In other cases, the only reward may be kudos or intellectual satisfaction. That is also kind of reward is given by the person who has broadcasted the problem or who has put before the problem. Crowdsourcing may produce the solution from amateurs or volunteers working in their spare time, or from the experts or the small business which were unknown to the initiating the organization. Another consequences of the multiple definitions is the controversy surrounding what kind of activities can be considered as a crowdsourcing. But those controversies we will see at the end of the chapter. Now, theoretical perspective, how the crowdsourcing was seen from the theoretical perspective. The crowd capital perspective explains how and why the organization engages the crowds through the IT to generate the heterogeneous resources. I mean, different group of people through the IT, using the IT capabilities, advices or inputs have been obtained by the broadcaster of the problem. The crowd capital perspective, they parsimoniously the generalizes the dynamic of numerous of substantial research areas focused on IT mediated crowds, including the crowdsourcing, citizen science, then prediction market, open innovation platforms, crowdsourcing and wikis. These are some of the examples where the crowdsourcing is very active. The crowd capital perspective views dispersed the knowledge as the attendant construct representing the resources that are possible to obtain from the crowd. Knowledge also can be obtained from through the media of crowdsourcing using the IT as a media. Crowds are engaged through an organization's which is called as a crowd capabilities. Crowd capital is the outcome of construct of the crowd capability perspective, and the represents the political sources which are generated when an organization engages the dispersed knowledge through the crowd capability. So different walk of life, the people when they comes together and the ideas is generated from them, then it is called a crowd capital. The group of the people is called as crowd capital. The crowd capital is always an IT mediated phenomenon, because you cannot identify each other, or you cannot identify them by name, by their vocation, by their work, or where they are working, in which area they are working, what is their capability. But through the IT, they can contribute irrespective of the who they are, what they are doing. All these things is possible because of the IT. The crowd capability. What is this crowd capability? The crowd capability construct the contents, three dimension structures, then content and the process, which represents the component of engaging a crowd. So three aspects. One is structure, content and a process. These are the three types of things which are required in any type of problem which is getting outsourced for resolution. The structure component represents the IT used to engage the crowd. That is the structure. So IT, say laptop or any online activities through your desktop. So this is called as a structure component. Content dimension represents the type of input that is desired by the broadcaster. And the process dimension is representing the organizational process used to form resources which is collected from the crowd. All the three components of the crowd capability must be implemented by an organization to potentially generate the heterogeneous results from the dispersed knowledge or different group of people. IT structure. What is this IT structure means as far as the crowdsourcing is concerned? The crowd capital perspective, the further it is distinguished that the structural dimension of the crowd capability can be found to exist in one of the two forms. Either it may be episodic form, or another may be a collaborative form. Now, what is this episodic and collaborative form of IT? Episodic IT structure implies that the crowd participants do not interact with one another through IT, means they are not communicating with each other. That is called episodic IT structure. And another one is a collaborative structure that implies that participants in the crowd must interact with one another for the resources to be generated from the crowd. So there are two forms of the IT resources. One is episodic and another one is a collaborative. Episodic, the person cannot talk to each other, whereas in a collaborative, the group persons must interact with each other so as to give the input which is collected from the crowd. The examples of the episodic structure includes the applications like CAPTCHA and FoldIt. CAPTCHA, you know, whenever you are registering something or inputting, or you are registering yourself or logging into your some of the internet based sites, after putting your user ID, password, there is one box coming, and below that, or maybe above that, there are certain maybe numerical or alphanumerical letters you will find. So you have to, the manner in which you are understanding or reading these letters, you have to type into the box into given. That is called a CAPTCHA. So that gives your ability, you are right person, or it's a connectivity. So this is what the example of the episodic structure. Means you need not talk to them. But this is created by the owner of that site. Automatically, this CAPTCHA will be created, or the letters will be created after your user ID and password. And thereafter, if you type this, then the person or the organization for whom you are putting these letters or login into, they will identify this, yes, you are the right person, and it is better option for them to count the numbers, that how many people have logged it into their site. The enterprise's wikis are used, the social medias, for inputs illustrative the collaborative structure. Now let us, after understanding this, let us understand some of the historical examples of the crowdsourcing. While the term crowdsourcing was popularized on the internet to describe the internet-based activities, there are examples of the projects that in the retrospect can be described as the crowdsourcing. Now, first and beautiful example is the Oxford English Dictionary. That I believe that everybody must have used this, most of you must have used this Oxford English Dictionary. Very big, thick volume, Oxford English Dictionary. But do you know how it was came into existence? That is the effort of the crowdsourcing. What was happened? This provides the earliest example. This provides in mid-90s, an open call for the volunteers was made for the contribution and identifying the all words in the English language and examples, quotations, exemplifying their usages. They received over 6 million submissions, more than 6 million submissions over a period of 70 years. And the collection of this is nothing but it is Oxford English Dictionary. This made this Oxford English Dictionary was made by Simon Winchester. Simon Winchester is the creator of this English Dictionary, Oxford English Dictionary. This is the one example in books. Another example I would like to quote is about the astronomy. Astronomy means the science, physical science, which relates to what is happened in the atmosphere, or maybe from the sky, sometimes stars are falling down, or sometimes there is a group of stars falling down or something like that. It was observed by one person, that person is a great scientist, which is Denison Olmsted. What in 19th century he was observed that there was meteor showers. Meteor showers means something is falling, bright something is falling in groups from the sky. So meteor shower taking the place, that Olmsted noticed a pattern of the shooting stars. Olmsted wrote a brief report of this meteor shower in the local newspaper, as the cause of the falling stars is not understood by meteorologists and it is desirable to collect all the facts attending this phenomenon. What was happened in response to this local paper? In response, it came pouring, and in the form of many states, along with the scientist, observations were sent to American Journal of Science and Arts. The responses which helped him to make a series of scientific breakthroughs. What was happened? The major being the meteor showers are seen nationwide and fall from the space under the influence of the gravity. This is what the conclusion they derived at. Also, they showed that the showers appeared in a yearly cycle, and a fact that often it is eluded scientists. The responses also allowed him to suggest velocity of meteors, which turned out to be a too conservative. So this is one example for astronomy, how the people or suggestions are used, giving advice. Something unknown is happened, publish in the paper, seek the advices. There are many people who have seen, you might not, may not be aware, but in response to it, whenever reaction comes and that put together, then you can derive certain opinion out of it. Now, early crowdsourcing competitions. Crowdsourcing has often been used in the past for the compensation in order to discover the solutions. The French government proposed several of the competition, by way of competition now, often rewarded with a prizes created for the poor Frenchman who had done a virtuous acts. These included the Leibniz process, or it is called as alkali prize, where the reward was provided for the separating the salt from the alkali. What was the issue? Separating the salt from alkali, alkaline solutions. And the Fornerans turbine, when the first hydraulic commercial turbine was developed. So two issues French government has put before the public crowd, seeking their advices or solutions out of it, how to separate it. Also, in response to the challenge from the French government, Nicolas Appert won a prize for inventing the new way of the food preservation that involves sealing food in airtight jars. Now see, the issue is very small. How to preserve the food? Airtight jars is the only jars or only solution that commonly we know. Without thinking, we use these airtight jars for preserving the food. But how this came into existence? By seeking the advices from the people. This person, that is Nicolas Appert, has invented that. The British government provided a similar reward to find an easy way to determine the ship's longitude in the longitude prize. Similarly, during the Great Dispersion, out of the work, Clark attributed high mathematical functions in mathematical tables project as an outreach of the project. So there are many people who are working on this, and they are seeking the ideas, they are soliciting the ideas from the people. But much and important and which is recently happened, the crowdsourcing example is, one of the biggest crowdsourcing campaign was a public design contest in 2010 hosted by the Indian government, that you are aware of it also. Indian government's Ministry of Finance to create a symbol for Indian rupee. The R, rupee, that symbol, how it was created, that is because of the crowdsourcing work. Thousands of the people sent the entries before the government zeroed on the final symbol based on the Devanagari script, rupee, using the letter R. So here is that symbol R, which you are appearing, you know, whenever you are communicating, you are using that symbol, like how dollar, that S and double zero, double lines across the S, that is a dollar, or euro means it is a E or something like that, you know. So that kind of the, currency denomination or currency symbol is now came into existence in India. This is the latest example of crowdsourcing.